Hello and welcome to Our Waking Dream. I am your host, Coco Swanson, and I'm really happy you're here. Each week, I go over one basic astrology theme that's moving through the whole week or through the season that applies to that week. And I hope I go over it, fingers crossed, let me know how I'm doing, in a way that lands if you're a beginner astrologer curious about learning. Astrology is like a living language, and like any language, it takes time and it takes focus, study, observation, and it takes trial and error, thinking we understand something and then we don't. So wherever you're at in this journey of exploring astrology, also somatics, that's something I'll work with, the basic astrology themes that are moving through that week or a season like we'll be talking about today. With Neptune, it's more of an era change. And I talk about that in practicality, how that applies to you and what practices you can employ that week that can help you really mobilize to learn, to wisen, to grow, to heal through the wisdom that these ancient technologies have. Welcome. It is October 19th. And what stood out for me this week is that Neptune, it's a planet that moves really slowly, and it's an era. It's what we focus on in different eras as society and as individuals at a soul's level. And Neptune will be, Neptune's currently moving backwards, and so what that translates to is we're reconfiguring at a soul's level whatever pattern that Neptune is illuminating. And the pattern as Neptune on the 23rd of October, for its final time in our whole life, really, unless you're going to be somebody that lives longer than 150 years, this is the last time that Neptune will be going back into Pisces in the zodiac, and that is cleaning out your soul's closet of old contracts, old ways of believing the world worked, old ways of soul's orientation. It's deep stuff. As Neptune joins Saturn, that's already moving back in Pisces. So let's talk about Pisces. It's spiritual, creative. It's the unity. It's a return back to source, to spirit. Piscean tendencies in their glory, in their strength, are loving, forgiving. They go with the flow, can release. Very, very spiritually inclined, tapped in, magical, we'd say. In its detriment, which is important to look at when we're looking at any sign, any planet, we look at strength and then weaknesses, so to say, or opportunities of growth. And Pisces shadow is pretty, it's delusion. It's when the spiritual waters get mucky. It has to do with confusion or deception, sickness. At a societal and collective level. So for me, this has been hitting my chart in a big way. How about you? Are you feeling a restructuring at a soul's level that right now might feel a little bit confusing? Maybe you're working with some sickness. What is feeling sick or delusional, confusing, needs to really release? Like, what's aching for release at a soul's level in your life? And this will fall in your chart. Each person's chart's differently. And so where it falls, this Neptune, and it's why I say Saturn is, Neptune and Saturn are in this dance together. It's just that Saturn's already back in Pisces and it moves faster. And they will be moving back together as they enter in to Aries next year. This isn't a really important seasonal and generational shift that we have an opportunity to really clean out some of our karmic closet at a way that really restructures at a soul and then next year in a very physical, tangible way. I cheer this on. However, I have an example. I have a client who has this, her Venus is right at the last sign of the zodiac at Pisces. She has quite a bit of Pisces emphasis on her chart. Well, right now, she's going through a time where all of her old symptoms are coming back. And that's scary, right? If you've dealt with sickness or dealt with disease or and it comes back, that's scary. But in light of this transit with Septune, can I just call them combined names, please, sometimes? Saturn plus Neptune, apparently in this moment, equals Septune. And when they're moving back, it's going to restructure if her relation to sickness and wellness at a soul's level. So every day she has a chance right now to release, and we have a chance to release old patterns. And we do it through intention with Pisces. Pisces is energy. Energy follows intention. Intention within time, the more application of time we give it, and the more application of our belief we give it, the more energy moves. So let me come back to my notes because I can kind of get carried away here. Yep, number one practice is awareness at a personal, at a planetary, at a soul's level. What is not real for you anymore? What feels like it's like just delusional? What feels sick? What at a soul's level are you, or a society level? It might be hitting your chart where it really, really hits you in the icky, delusional infrastructures of our societies as humans right now. Might be really getting you there. So you just point out the areas. What is bothering you at a soul's level? And if you could give it a quantum level up, meaning at a quantum level, we can have, say, an apple that if I align my power of belief so strongly at a quantum level where it's energy changing energy, I mean, this is me. I'm not a scientist. This is me explaining this through novice science, but more my spiritual lens. What I focus on grows. I could focus on an orange and who knows what would be created. At a quantum level, when we change, we level up in ways that really impact our form, because form is really just concentrated energy. And so if I focus on something that's icky and terrible, that grows. So I do want to focus on what's icky and terrible and delusional in order to suss out where I want to apply the practices that help me level up. At a soul's level, infrastructural change with Saturn and Septune, they're both retrograde and on the 22nd. So we're feeling it right now. When a big planet changes signs, we sensitives, I just am going to assume that you're sensitive like me if you've made it 10 minutes into this video or this, if you're on podcast, this audio. But you'll feel it. We'll feel it. And with Neptune moving back into Pisces, that's what Neptune's sign is, Pisces. And so as Neptune moves back into Pisces, you get one more, we get another chance to clear out old karmic patterns. That's a soul's level pattern, karmic patterns from our closets. It's a real gift. So what needs to be cleared in your life? Also, what are you losing right now? Because Pisces, an entrance into the PowerPoint of Pisces is through surrender. But surrender is sure a muscle that I've had to practice. I think it's been a decade, no more than a decade, that I decided to become comfortable with something dying every day, an idea, a relationship, an expectation, because expectations kill the party, and letting go and releasing and allowing and aligning creates a totally different trajectory of where we're going. So what have you lost? What feels gross, nebulous, confusing, etc.? That's number one. Number two is to return it to source through a somatic exercise that if you looked at me, you might think I'm slow dancing with myself, which I am. So I suggest that we bring our hands to our heart, maybe hands to solar plex, but especially in your heart, you dance, you sing or hum a lullaby. And in that process, you're holding yourself in the loss. You're holding yourself in the surrender of letting what needs to die, die. But through soft surrender, I let go. And you hum or play a soft, gentle tune that relaxes your nervous system. And it's, I acknowledge that I am letting this go. I acknowledge the sickness. I acknowledge the delusion and I hold it and I embrace it and I let it go back into source where what feels like magical, what feels like miracle, it's the realm of miracles and magic is the realm of source. Have you ever taken a slow lullaby dance like really seriously? Thinking that you're maybe transforming some big, big soul's pattern through slow dancing with you? That's what I'm suggesting. That if we bring the content of what feels like it's ready to release, that which has felt heavy and confusing, as Neptune shifts back into Pisces, we slow dance it. We let it be a lullaby. And what happens when we let go, when we're soft, when we're loving, when we are practicing forgiveness? The third practice I suggest is after that, at least for me, I'm curious what you all find out, but I find that I can't let go of a lot of things with just total ease and a little lullaby. I mean, I'm angry at some things still, or I'm, you know, that was unjust, or I have a lot still that I'm unpacking that I'm feisty about, right? Well, after you do the little love lullaby dance, my suggestion is a mantra, a simple mantra, and you can take whichever one feels the best for you. And it's whatever I'm still trying to let go of. I focus on that. And then I say, I am learning to let go of this. I fill in the blank. Then I soften again my breath. It's this announcement to spirit that I don't want to hold on, but I don't know how to let go. Or I'm learning. That's it. So I am learning to let go. Because if I say, I don't know how to let go, that's reiterated. I am learning to forgive. Well, this allows for a lot more malleability at a soul's level. If I name that I'm open and I'm learning something new, I'm learning to let go. I'm learning to forgive. And I'm curious to feel what that's like. I am curious to experience forgiveness. And then you let go. Because energy follows intention. Intention gets big when we bring it to our words. Words are like spells. I'm learning. So this said, curious to hear. I guess it depends on where you're listening to this. But if you're on YouTube, comment. I'm going back and Like I go back and check the comments. This is new. We're just getting started. And heads up, I'm about to get a team and I have aligned with a business partner and I'm about to change location. So more on that. But we will be creating a whole bunch more material because this is a time of supporting each other. How can we support ourselves and each other when we're doing such deep work in times that are really intense and scary, and where our attention gets stolen into patterns of fear? I suggest that you take it back, that you notice what it is that you're letting go of right now, that's important to you. And to sing, to hum, to be with that in a way that honors your specific soul's journey, your specific loss, your specific template of death and surrender as Neptune and Saturn. Neptune joins Saturn in their final last little dip into the zodiac of Pisces that allows this full surrender. That's its power move. And then what happens on the other side of Pisces, once the surrender, I'm experiencing this now, it's out of this world. It's so cool. When I release and release and release and release, well, the tides change. It comes back in. That's inevitable. And so magic and love and life can come back to return through you anew. Inevitably, because that's how it works. An idea, an era, a perception dies, a relationship dies, it releases, we release it back to source. Whew. And then there's this confusing water for a minute, and then it comes back in. And we align with what we want through our sensation, our feeling. So I release and then I align with ease and sweetness on purpose because that's what I want. What do you want to experience? And how are you aligning with it right now? I think that's it. Thank you for being here. It's a pleasure. I'll see you next week. That's it. Bye.
Thank you for being a part of our community here at Our Waking Dream. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and share.
Fill my cup and let it overflow. Let it overflow with love.